Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Last weekend, Impact presented Final Resolution, the last pay-per-view under the Impact name. Features a surprise appearance by somebody who not only tagged successfully with Mike Bailey, signed his name on Bailey's back for a TNA contract a short while later. That plus Baggies lost to Sunderland, so it was a good weekend for Trent Seven, who joins me now. How you doing, Bab?
How are you?
West Brom lost to Sunderland. You signed with TNA. What was the best part of the weekend?
Yeah, I don't want to incite any football hatred here.
It's fine. My dad's a Baggies fan. It's all good.
It's a one lane of entertainment, I think. That's what I'll do.
No, your uncle played for Wolves, though, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He played, I think he played late 70s for a few couple of seasons, but yeah, he's all right.
Was that ever something you wanted to get into? I know you did a bit of footy and a bit of cricket.
Yeah, I used to play a little bit of cricket. Yeah, just a little bit. A little bit of medium pace, right arm over.
Nice.
America. That's nothing. That's just gibberish.
but that's something you can confuse your new colleagues with. Hey, look, it's hard to keep surprises in wrestling, but you were that at Final Resolution. When did Impact put the call in?
We've been speaking for a few weeks now, kind of piecing things together and making sure everything kind of worked out. And, you know, like I say, a lot of times this industry and the entertainment industry, you know, as we were very briefly talking about, is about saying the right thing, being in the right place at the right time, doing the right stuff, looking the right way. There's a lot of things that have to kind of link up for these kind of things to happen. And that's what it was. It was just right place, right time, right decision. A million and ten things that are like evolving on the day and just kind of continuously evolving. And luckily we got to deliver the fans with a real professional wrestling, exciting secret kind of, you know, result. And I just love it when wrestling happens like that. You know, it's just, and it did it as a fan more than anything, but to be part of something like that, to be part of a truly real surprise, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Yeah.
I think it's probably the only surprise that's happened in wrestling for ages. I can't think of another that has any significance in comparison at all. None others.
There's a look in Chicago a couple of weeks ago.
No, I didn't miss that. That must have passed me by.
Not as big as me.
Must have passed me by that one. I don't know. Yeah. So you mentioned there that it's something that evolved on the day and stuff. So could the debut have come in a slightly different fashion to what we had?
Well, there's just so many moving parts to everything. You know, there's so many things that can change on the day. There's so many things that can change, God knows, you know, a week before. And that's why, you know, you kind of just have to play your cards close to your chest, because like I said, anything can happen. You know, you could trip down the stairs and pull something. You know, someone else comes in who's a little bit more famous or is a little bit more exciting, and they might take that spot. And you know, it's the ever evolving world of entertainment. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, like it's just so, I don't know, man. It feels like a new lease of life. That's what it feels like. Especially when you get to do it in front of a live audience. And, you know, that is the thing for me that I hold so dear as far as professional wrestling as a form of entertainment. It is just, it's for me, everything revolves around what are the fans getting out of this? What is the reaction of the fans? What are they talking about when they're going home? You know, social media aside, what is the conversation in the car on the way back? Like, do you know what I mean? How can I elicit that reaction from the paying customer? How can I give them their dollars back or their pounds back? And I think on Saturday we gave them a lot of value for their money.
It's such an exciting time because you're joining as Impact Wrestling is about to once again become TNA, and we're hearing, and there it is on the towel. I have to ask, when it comes to the towel, before I get into that, what's the origin of the towel? Because the instinct is Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, instinctively maybe Mr. Perfect. Do you know what? I don't know, man. I suppose there's a lot of things. I couldn't give you a pinpoint, this is the reason why I do it. But there's Mr. Perfect. Brain Busters used to come out with the Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard used to have them around the neck. So when me and Tyler were kind of like doing the little bit more of a strutty thing, it kind of seeped in there. But maybe being a little bit sweaty, I don't know.
Doesn't have one nearby if you're sweaty. Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, it's a bit of a cornucopia of things, really. So yeah, and then it just became someone, I can't remember, it was probably Pete or someone like that, said, why don't you just put your logo on the towels and maybe sell them? And I was like, yeah, I was thinking that all the time.
Rushes to Logo Bear to print towels.
Yeah. Rushing off to my mate, Broid. But yeah, so kind of worked a trick. Well, and the way it was delivered as well was perfect. It was a very lovely moment, yeah.
TNA now adorns the towel and indeed your life. So many have very early TNA memories who are in the industry now. What are some of your earliest TNA memories?
I remember Christian Cage coming to the Doncaster Dome. I think he was the NWA / TNA champion at that point. I think he fell off a balcony. It was quite hilarious. I can't... I've spoken to him about that. I don't think he thinks that he actually... He did. There were some wild shows up there. But yeah, I'll say that was it. I mean, I remember like the Jerry Lynn, AJ Styles stuff from the start, Yellow Rope type kind of era. I mean, even Ken Shamrock, I think, was one of the very early kind of crossover champions as well. But yeah, there's just so many fun moments. And as a fan, like, you know, the birth of the X Division was, I mean, that was so incredibly important for independent wrestling. I think it gave the littler people a little bit more of a focus on kind of a career path. Whether you know, it was not easy to get in TNA. Obviously, the plethora of talent they had in the top of that X Division was incredible. But I felt like it gave, you know, the smaller athletes something to focus on. You know, they were main event in AJ, Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe, Triple Threat. Then you move into kind of like the Kurt Angle era, which was wild. Some of the stuff that Kurt Angle did under the TNA banner, wowzers. He's a crazy man.
I'm buzzing to see Trent Seven do his dive off the stage. His somersault off the stage onto Abyss. We're getting that, yeah?
Pressure, thanks.
You're welcome, mate.
I don't think, even if I got the opportunity to do it, I don't think the level of grace would be there. But yeah, as then you kind of move on from the Kurt Angle fit. You know, obviously, you had the change to Impact. You had the return of AJ Styles. The birth of kind of like the next generation through Josh Alexander. Now you've got Speedball, Jonathan Gresham, you know, Sammy Callahan, all these kind of people who had a very important part to play in that that kind of period over the last few years. And now here we are, full circle, back to delivering total nonstop action. And yeah. I am game. Let's go.
We're seeing a lot of TNA guys join up now. Leon Slater and Harley Hudson, UK names that are on the books. Will Ospreay, desperate to get his name on the schedule as well. What do you think has led the march of the British invasion into this new version of TNA?
Well, I mean, you've said it there yourself. It does have that kind of feeling of a British invasion. I don't know, man. I feel like the work and the effort that has been put in from the guys and the girls on the UK scene over the course of the last 2-3 years, just to A, keep things going, but then B, just keep, you know, not necessarily just keep things going, to push things on. You know, you look at the Dan Maloney's and the Lycos's and the Sunshine Machines. You know, there's a plethora of very, very, very good professional wrestlers who had to, you know, dig their heels in and do a lot of wrestling in front of very few people, you know what I mean, over the course of, you know, coming out of the pandemic. And then you fast forward to this year, and, you know, you got 7,000 or 8,000 over 2 days at the Copper Box. You've got about 3,000 over the OTT 9th anniversary tour. You got companies all over the west side, so like Attack and New Wave, and then obviously ICW up north and North Wrestling. There's just a plethora of wrestling companies now that are just finally getting the rewards that all of the workers and all the boys and the girls and the companies and ultimately the fans deserve. So my hat's off to them, man.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I remember walking to this building and seeing a tag team with a couple of great mustaches. Yeah! And that's when I saw this guy, Trent Seven, tear this house down. And besides just being a good wrestler, the thing I loved about him is he wasn't just great at the in-ring stuff. He got the whole business. And that's why he came out and he was hawking these things all over the place. But to me, I always thought there was something missing. And it should have looked like this. Because Trent, damn it, I couldn't sign you that day years ago. But somebody was dumb enough to let you go. So I think we need to carry on the tradition. So let's see. Trent, I think the people have spoken. And hey, Mike Bailey, you borrowed Josh Alexander's back a few years ago. Why don't you return the favor and let Trent use your back? You just flipped to that last page. Who wants to see Trent Seven in TNA wrestling? with you, Mark? Oh, there we go. It's so sweaty. Now, hit the music for the newest signee to TNA Wrestling, Trent Effin' Savage!
You're an absolute student of wrestling in general, from spending thousands on a phone bill for the Power Slam hotline in those early days, as we all did. But this year alone, obviously, you're the backbone of OTT. You've dipped into New Japan at Royal Quest, CMLL, WrestleFest in Dubai. With this TNA deal signed, sealed and delivered, it's yours. What does it mean for Trent Seven around the rest of the world? Are we still going to see you popping up here, there and everywhere?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. The one thing that I appreciate the most about in the talks that I've been in is the freedom. You know, my job now is not just to have this on the towel and, you know, sell some merch. That would obviously be a delight for both parties. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that this logo is going to be on the towel in how many countries this year? Over the course of the next 12 months, how many times is this logo going to be on the towel over the necks of kids in Dubai, of people in Puerto Rico, of people in LLB in Barcelona? There's so many companies that I've worked with and there's so many companies that I want to go back and work with. And being part of TNA now, you know, that logo is going on the back of the coat. That logo is going to be on my towel over my neck. And I'm going to be representing that globally with a great deal of pride.
Love it, love it. There was a bit of buzz when you rocked up. I'll mention this, in AEW, there were some reports, said you'd be sticking around a bit, maybe doing stuff with Ring of Honor. Now, obviously, we're laser-focused TNA, and I've got a banger of a TNA question to end on. But how was that experience for you, doing stuff with AEW and titillating a bit with Ring of Honor, maybe?
Yeah, very much so. You know, like, that's the world of being a freelance professional wrestler. You've just got to get out there. You've just got to get your name about it. You've just got to keep your head down. You've just got to put in good performance after good performance after good performance, and you've just got to keep trucking. You know, Matt Cardona is a perfect example of someone who's kind of pioneered that freelance side of professional wrestling. And, you know, hats off to him. I look at him quite, you know, with a great deal of respect for what he's done over the course of the last few years, and kind of a little bit of a guiding light into kind of, you know, how you should be kind of carrying yourself and doing what you do. But yeah, you know, you go in there with all guns blazing and you just have to give everything. And, you know, there was at one point where it was incredibly close to inking something, but sometimes things just don't work out, do they? You know, sometimes people are doing whatever they're doing backstage and, you know, you're trying to plan shows, selling out Wembley. Sometimes, you know, some people's names fall to the bottom of the thinking pile, but so be it, man. I couldn't look back on the last 15 months and be prouder. I think the way it's worked out, the peaks and the troughs, the ups and the downs, the constant testing, the amount of people I've seen, the amount of countries I've been to, but now it feels like I've found our home.
Let's test you out on your new home then. Let's play a little bit of TNA, Would You Rather. So you got two options here. Would you rather be the first entrant in a Lethal Lockdown or the last entrant in a Gauntlet for the Gold?
Is it Six Sides of Steel?
Yes, of course it is.
Then that.
Lovely. Ultimate X or King of the Mountain?
King of the Mountain.
Oh, nice. Would you rather join?
I think I'm an Ultimate X man.
Well, you've challenged for the X title, so you got pretty.
Yeah, I have. But you know, I'll go King of the Mountain.
Would you rather join the Main Event Mafia or Aces and Eights?
Main Event Mafia.
It's the suits in it. It's the suits and the towered finishing off. Elevation X against Rhino or Monsters Ball against PCO.
Oh God. Which one would I come out of in more of one, closer to one piece than the other? I'm going to have to go with PCO, Monsters Ball.
leather each other. That'd be a great time.
Yeah.
TNA is back in 2024. Hard to Kill, January 13th. Snake Eyes Extravaganza in LA the day after as well. Here in the UK, we can watch it in DAZN, Impact Insiders, and on the brand spanking new TNA Plus app. It's been lovely to be joined by Trent Seven. Quick Wolverhampton check before we let you go. Some multiple choice, or some quick fire questions on that. Okay. Best place for a night out in Wolverhampton, Trent?
Good Lord, everything's shut down.
I think the moon underwater's still gone.
We can still go to the moon underwater. There's a place called the Grain Store that's quite nice. I've got to give a big shout out to the Gifford Astoria. Or the
Astoria. How many times have you done the Banksy's tour?
Never.
Never? Honestly? Never. Rites of passage?
I know.
Have you ever got lost in the Manda Shopping Centre?
Every time. Cried for my mum every time.
Best radio station to listen to in Wolverhampton?
Oh, it used to be The Wolf.
Yes! My boss, Dickie Dodd, will be delighted.
Oh, what a state.
And orange chips, yes or no?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yes!
So what they do is they put, like, there's a super thin, like thinner than tempura batter that they roll the chips in before they do it. So each chip is like slightly coated in this orangey batter. They're about 3,000 calories per gram. I've gone to Major's chip shop in Bilston if you ever get the chance.
From Bilston to Toronto and now the world. Trent Seven, part of TNA in 2024. Thank you for joining us on Cultaholics, sir. Best of luck for the new year.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.